not much of a present.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Holiday sales typically account for up to half of a retailer's annual total. But there's not much joy for stores this holiday season, that's for sure. Spending Pulse, a division of MasterCard Advisors, tracks sales paid by credit cards, checks, and cash. The group says those sales are down last year, 5.5% to 8%. Half of that number is car and gas sales, which we know have been in the dumps. We'll get a better idea of spending numbers when stores report in the second week of the new year. Still, retailers are hoping for a post-Christmas bump, and they're offering deep discounts to clear out year-end inventory. But prices, well, they've already been low, low, low. That means there are some good deals to be had. Here's Rico Galliano.
Sarah Loveland bought the annual inventory for her snow and skateboard shop last February. She couldn't have predicted no one would be buying much of anything once the holidays rolled around.
In certain categories, we're sitting on 60% of what we started with, and we should be getting down to 30%.
What she doesn't sell will be taxed as an asset, and she needs to sell snowboards before the spring thaw. So the day after Christmas, she'll be discounting items she's already discounted.
Discounts that you would actually expect to have next fall in anticipation of the next year's equipment coming out.
That's right. This sale is 9 months early. Retail expert Nancy Armendinger of the Wharton School expects many retailers to follow suit, and she says shoppers with the guts to haggle may be able to almost literally name their price.
I've even heard about national chains haggling, you know, larger companies giving their store management the authority to make calls on prices, to move inventory.
Snowboard seller Sarah Loveland is already doing that. She says if customers ask for something reasonable, they'll probably get it. I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
More bad news for Japan's economy. Industrial production in November plunged by its biggest margin since 1953, 8.1% from the month before. That's when 1953 was the month they started keeping records of industrial production. Major exporters there have been taking a beating. As you may have heard, Americans, the biggest buyer of Asian goods, don't seem to be buying. Asian markets were mixed, although the Nikkei was up by about 1.5%. European markets are closed today for the long holiday weekend. Wall Street opens today, and trading's expected to be light. The Dow had small gains on Christmas Eve. Oil prices rebounded above $36 a barrel today in Asia from a sharp fall the day before. Investors aren't confident about any rise in demand as recession takes hold in many countries worldwide. So what will it be? Half empty or half full? Seems there's a little bit of both this holiday season with news about alcohol sales and who's drinking what, Jean-Luc Renaud reports.
Booze makers could probably use a dose of their own medicine right now. Beverage Media Group senior editor Perry Luntz says sales of alcoholic beverages are drying up, and high-end brands are taking the biggest hit. Premium beer sales are down about 3%, with fine wine down around 4% compared to a year ago.
And that's what's making the difference. People can't afford them.
A recent Nielsen survey shows that consumers pinched by the recession are going out less and ordering fewer drinks when they do. Bad news for bars and restaurants. But the good news is alcohol sales at supermarkets and convenience stores are up. Richard Hurst is Nielsen's Senior Vice President of Beverage Alcohol.
We're seeing still some pretty good growth rates in terms of purchases for at-home consumption.
And for those at-home martinis and Manhattans, low-priced brands are the poison most people are picking. In Los Angeles, I'm Jean-Luc Renaud for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters everywhere. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
About every half a year, the European Union gets new leadership. Each of the member countries gets a chance to take charge, to chair major summits, broker agreements, and to propose new policies. Next up, the Czech Republic. But there could be a problem, namely the Czech president, whom you might call difficult. From the European desk in London, here's Marketplace's Stephen Beard.
Say what you like about Václav Klaus, and many people have, just don't call him boring, says analyst Graham Mather.
He's a very charismatic and powerful individual. He's spiky, he can be difficult and very tough, and he can be very bitter and sarcastic and wounding.
Indeed, he has been called the rudest man in Europe. But Americans can breathe easy. It's almost certain that while the Czechs are running the EU, Klaus won't be insulting the US. Petra Stabrava of Global Insight.
Václav Klaus has been known for his support of the US, and he has always been talking very highly of the US-style economy.
That's one of the issues with Klaus and the EU presidency. His vociferous support for US-style free market economics has upset many other EU leaders. So has his vehement opposition to closer European integration. He says it threatens the sovereignty of member states. Tomasz Walaszek of the Centre for European Reform says the EU is bracing itself for the Czech presidency.
The sentiment in many parts of the EU is, how can we possibly allow a country which is run by an openly rabidly Eurosceptic president to be running the European Union? That's a contradiction in terms.
Klaus has contradicted a lot of EU policy. He's criticised the European stimulus package. He's attacked the EU initiative on global warming. He thinks climate change is a myth. The Czech presidency could be a disaster, says Gideon Rachman of the Financial Times.
It's important to the EU to appear to be acting in a kind of coherent, unified, decisive fashion and not to be a laughingstock. And I fear that with Klaus in the chair, a lot of these meetings could degenerate into farce.
Klaus himself has predicted that the Czech presidency of the EU will achieve nothing of any significance. His critics say that's a safe prediction. Klaus will be doing everything in his power to prevent anything of significance from being achieved. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Hope you can check out our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.